And joining us on Perspectives today is Donna Arp Weitzman. Donna is the author of the book, Cinderella Has Cellulite and Other Musings from a Lost Last Wife. Excuse me.
Hi, Louie. How are you?
I'm doing good, Donna. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
Well, good. Let me tell people a little bit about yourself. You're feeling the pressure, and you felt it before because you went, is it graduate school where you went to Harvard Business School?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So here's an interesting thing about Donna, too, is she is the former mayor of Colleyville, Texas. And if you're wondering where in the name of Texas is Colleyville, well, Colleyville, Texas is pretty big because a lot of people will sometimes say, well, you know, it's on the border, or how far can you go? Well, you can fit like 3 Rhode Islands and 4 Connecticuts and 2 New Hampshires in our state. So this is outside of Dallas, I believe. But anyway, let's start with Donna. And first of all, thank you so much for being with us. And tell us a little bit about Colleyville.
Oh, I'm so happy to be with you. Colleyville, Texas, yes, I was the mayor there and on city council as well. And Colleyville is a very nice community between Dallas and Fort Worth, very close to Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. The DFW Airport, it has its population is around 24,000 people.
And as far as writing, have you always been interested in writing? Like as a little girl, did you have a diary? Did you write short stories, or did you enjoy listening to stories? Tell us about that.
I grew up on a farm between Bowie and Wichita Falls, Texas, and we spent lots of time alone out on the farm. I was the only daughter living on the farm with 2 brothers. So I, of course, had a diary. I also wrote poetry. My undergraduate degree minored in English. And so I've always been interested in the written word and the written thought.
Now, living on a farm and being the only young lady, had 2 brothers, how did that work out? Because I know in my family, we had my little sister who passed away last year, but it was my brother and I and her, and she kind of just became one of us, and she followed us everywhere we went. She was like a little tomboy.
My brothers were quite a bit older than me. They were teenagers when I was learning to write.
Ah, okay.
I was still a bit of a tomboy and certainly loved to play games with them and all kinds of basketball and baseball and softball and all that. But I spent a fair amount of time by myself, and so I learned a lot about life through all the books that I read. My mother used to drive 13 miles on Saturday to take me to the nearest library so I could check out books and learn to read very early in life.
And I would imagine that living and growing up on a farm, that you had a lot of things to write about, and also you experienced a lot of neat stories with whatever be crop growing or raising animals, cooking. It's just so different living out on a farm than it is living in the city.
Oh, it absolutely is. And yes, but I think I was probably a city girl transported to the farm, not the farm girl transported to the city, because I always loved to go to any town of any size. Well, really any town, but I loved to go to Wichita Falls on Saturdays with my mother, loved to shop. And so my parents used to tease me that I might have been born on the farm, but I was really a city girl at heart.
That sounds like another title of a book there.
Very well could be. But actually, I'm writing the sequel to Cinderella Has Cellulite right now, and that is Cinderella Has Cellulite is from the woman's perspective of dating later in life. Uh-huh. And my sequel is Prince Charming Has a Migraine, and that's from the man's perspective of dating later in life. Later in life being 40 years old or above, generally.
Tell me about this book. How did this book come about, the first one?
Well, I was divorced several years ago after 25 years of marriage.
Wow.
And plummeted out into the world of dating in my 50s. And it was shocking to me, having not dated in many, many decades, how different it was. So Cinderella Has Cellulite is a satire poking fun at all of the things we go through dating and finding our new Prince Charming.
We are visiting with Donna Arp Weitzman, and she is the author of the book Cinderella Has Cellulite. Now, when you're talking about dating in your 40s or 50s, you know, some people might say, well, there are a lot of very attractive women out there in the older ages, but guys pretty worn out by that time.
Well, I don't know about that. I think we're all a little worn. You know, that kind of leads into my chapter on bring on the baggage. And so people many times will say, well, by the time you're in your 40s or 50s or 60s or 70s, that you have so much baggage, it's hard to wade through all of that to get to the real person. But I never believed that. I still don't believe it. I think baggage is a poorly termed word for life experiences. So sometimes I think it's very helpful to have a lot of life experiences, and you know what you want, you know what you don't want, and you're not afraid to say it. So that's what I found dating.
And when you eventually met your now husband, how did that come about? Because one thing is dating as you're older, but then also getting married is something else. And I'm sure that you were thinking about what happened before, how is it going to affect my children, how is it going to affect his children, his family, and what are people going to say?
Yeah, well, of course, all that, and it goes into our heads when we're older because there are so many more complications. Complications meaning I had children, he had children, his ex-wife had passed. Of course, I had an ex-husband. I loved my ex-husband's family. How did I relate to them? Did I invite my former mother-in-law to my wedding because she was a friend of mine? There's so many complications the more life experiences that we have. So, yeah, it's interesting. And you ask how I met him. I met him actually through a mutual friend. And he had come over to see this friend who was my friend and was in the lobby of my, I lived in a high rise in Dallas at that point. I had moved from Colleyville. And I met him in the lobby along with our mutual friend.
Oh, that's a very interesting meeting place there.
It worked out well.
It sure did, I guess. Well, the book, it's, for those of you who are listening and you want to go out and purchase the book, it's not a big volume, so it's easy to read, easy to carry around. And as far as what you wrote in there, are those some of the bits and pieces of the columns you wrote or some of the letters you got from readers?
Actually, it's a series of musings or short stories, if you will. I think there's about 20 chapters, just little short chapters. The book's about 160 pages long, very easy to read. And each one of the little chapters is a different musing or short story on scenarios that happen when you're dating older in life. And also remarrying later in life. So it's a pretty easy book to read, but one I would certainly recommend if you're out there dating or trying to find someone or have found someone, just some of the things to consider. It's really kind of a lightly taken advice book.
Tell me a little bit about the title, because it really catches people's eye and also, you know, the ear. You're listening and go, wow, okay, that sounds like an interesting book.
Well, I wrote Cinderella Has Cellulite because I thought I was Cinderella growing up, and I think a lot of us women and ladies do think that we're Cinderella, or certainly want to be, and we really hope and pray that we'll find our Prince Charming, and sometimes we find him, but he comes with some warts. But also, we have some warts. And so I like to say that dating, when you're maybe dating the second time or the third time, you get a lot of bumps and bruises. So Cinderella may still stay Cinderella and still want her Prince Charming, but she definitely has some bumps and bruises which resemble cellulite as we go along.
We are visiting with Donna Arp Weitzman. She is the author of the book Cinderella Has Cellulite. And this is a book that she's talked a little bit about a sequel at the beginning, but we're still going to continue with this book and discussing the stories that she puts in there. Because there are a lot of, I don't want to say just women, but a lot of men out there, people getting divorces. And it's interesting, Donna, that a lot of people, as like yourself, are getting divorces later in life when they've been married 25, 30, 35 years.
That's correct. It's nobody's immune to divorce these days. And as we know, the divorce rate hovers around 50%, give or take a bit. And that's quite a lot. So it's really important as we go along to ask a lot of questions if we're considering something as permanent as marriage or hopefully as permanent as marriage, and to, you know, really assess reality. And a lot of times we get so excited. I've seen many of my friends do this and talk to many women and men throughout my writing of Cinderella Has Cellulite that sometimes don't ask all the questions or kind of gloss over everything and think it's just going to get better. But a lot of times when you put the ring on it, as Beyonce would say, it magnifies the problem.
Yeah, some people, I think, said, don't say I do unless you did.
That could be true.
What about, because a lot of people are in this situation as well, and that is when you have children. And one of the things you have to look out for is, how is he or how is she going to accept my children?
Yes, and how are his children going to accept you?
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's a double-edged sword, especially if there's children on both sides. As a mother, and I had two sons, my sons were grown, so it was a little bit easier. You know, they just were interested in, did he have a good media room, or was he interested in sports, or, you know, guys are seem to be a little simpler along that line. But it was something that I worked on. It's something I still work on to make sure that they spend time together and get to know each other. And we've been married almost 4 years. And then from his children's perspective, I think it's always a little suspect to be a stepmother. In fact, I just read a little musing that the word stepmother in Western Pennsylvania is considered an exceptionally painful hangnail.
Wow.
So they call that a stepmother. So I really think probably that's pretty universal. A lot of times his children, however old they are or whatever gender they are, probably might consider the new mother an exceptionally painful hangnail from time to time. So, but it works. It tends to work out in the end.
We're visiting with Donna Weitzman. She is the author of the book Cinderella Has Cellulite and Other Musings from a Last Wife. Is it harder, do you think, Donna, for children to accept a stepmom or a stepfather? We usually hear about the stepmom, and as you mentioned, that awful hangnail. We hear a lot in the stories, fairy tales, about the wicked or evil stepmother.
Yes, I think as children, certainly in the past, I don't know about the new fairy tales, and perhaps there are some, but in the past, fairy tales often portrayed the stepmother as the ugly stepmother, the wicked witch. And we tend to grow up with some paradigms in our world and some predetermined thought processes and assessments that perhaps could be totally wrong, but it's just almost like we come in with some bad thoughts as a stepmother. So my advice would be for stepchildren to open their hearts and their heads and for stepmothers to open her heart and her head and not have these preconceived notions.
We're visiting with Donna Arp Weitzman. She is the author of the book Cinderella Has Cellulite, and this is I'm not sure if you've read this, but it's been called by some reviewers as a mature Sex in the City.
Right. One reviewer early on called it a cross between a mature Sex in the City and the Golden Girls on television. So so it's been termed lots of things. Seems to stick with the mature Sex in the City and seems to tag with it quite a bit.
And some of the issues that you cover, as you mentioned, they're little snippets, little musings about the different issues. And I'm going to go over some of them, and if you wouldn't mind sharing from your book, what you thought or what made you do that, etc. And one of them is we hear a lot about sometimes when they're in college that the young lady is out looking for a husband or trying to catch a husband or vice versa. And sometimes you're thinking about, well, does he have money or does she have money? And I think the title is If He's Rich, You're a Wit. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I love that.
Well, what happened during my dating process and the dating process of several of my friends, we found out, and I certainly found out, that if your new boyfriend, your new lover, your new Prince Charming has money or quite a bit of means, then there's an automatic suspicion that comes from his friends and possibly his children and possibly his family, either his ex-wife's family or his family, that you're, as they would like to say, after him for his money. And that brings a whole new set of problems to the relationship. And now I'm finding with women, as we grow older, there's the term called cougars, with, you know, women with means are often dating and hooking up, as they say, with younger men. So I'm sure younger men have the same issue if the older woman has some money or means.
That's something that they're probably thinking as far as friends or other acquaintances, as you mentioned. Now, as far as when you're dealing with somebody who has money, and there can also be the situation of whether it be a religious situation, if he's Jewish or and you're Catholic or you're Baptist and he's Methodist. That used to be a big issue. Is it still?
I think it's still an issue, depending on how devout and how important it is to each individual. This is something that really needs to be hashed out, I think, prior to putting a ring on it. I think it needs to be determined between the two parties, who the relationship between the couple, how they're going to proceed with their religious beliefs, and whether or not they merge those religious beliefs or they continue to live and to be a couple and marry or not marry, and each one have their own faith and their own religion. That often leads to quite a few problems, if not resolved ahead of time.
We're visiting with Donna Arp Weitzman. She is the author of the book Cinderella Has Cellulite and Other Musings from a Last Wife. You just mentioned ring a little while ago, and one of your other chapters is rings and blings. Is yours smaller or bigger than the ex's, and what does it all mean?
Well, that really surprised me when I was getting engaged.
Uh-huh.
One of the questions I had over and over from friends of every side of the relationship is, how big is your ring? What does your ring look like? Well, and if it were his friends and his ex-wife's friends, they would often compare my engagement ring to hers. And if it were my friends, the first thing they would ask is, How big is it, and is it bigger than his ex-wife? Of course, if it's bigger than his ex-wife was, then you know, it looks like you're the gold digger. If it's smaller than hers, then it looks like he doesn't love you as much as he loved her. So it's a no-win situation.
Yeah, that makes it tough on both people, but especially the man, I guess. Whether did he treat his ex-wife as nice as he's treating you, or vice versa? And that brings another thing into issues, is that with as far as personal belongings. And, you know, do you take down the picture that you have in your house of your ex-wife or your ex-husband, or the one that's in the bedroom? What do you do with all these things? And then also, what are the children going to say, or, as you mentioned, his friends or your friends or vice versa, when they see that some of these things are gone or some things have gone up?
Well, that was an issue for me personally, and probably, and I dare say an issue probably in many marriages, because my new husband's wife had passed. He was living in the same house they had lived in for almost 30 years. And, of course, it was filled with pictures of their family and their friends. And he wanted me to move in that house because it was larger than where I lived and had more land with it. And so I agreed to do that. I did not realize in my own psyche and in my own emotional well-being how difficult that would be. I would certainly warn, and I'll use that word, warn new wives to take a look at that before they move into the husband and his ex's house, because that's really difficult for us women to do that. Every picture that has to come off the wall has to go somewhere, and where does it go? So that was a very difficult situation for me personally.
You mentioned earlier your ex-mother-in-law. What about the family, the new family?
Well, the family of my ex, I'm still in touch with my mother-in-law after now almost a decade, and love her very deeply, and we were good friends. So I think that as we grow older and we're more mature, that can be worked out without a lot of jealousy or contention on either side.
Tell us a little bit about how social media affects relationships nowadays, and also how it affected perhaps your writing of this book.
Well, social media has really, of course, helped me in selling the book. I, being in my 60s, I never dreamed that social media was such a key to readership in the world today. I think one of my first books to sell after it went on Amazon was to a woman in Australia, and she sent me an email. And so I get emails and tweets and Facebook messages from people all over the world. I think my book now is sold in 5 or 6 languages. And it's interesting, I've sort of become a mini counselor to women that are dating again later in life, which has been great fun for me. My master's degree, I have a master's degree in counseling that I hadn't used in years, and so that's been real fun for me to listen to people and sometimes lament with people and sometimes feel the pain in their situation, because Cinderella Has Cellulite is a book that, even though it has great hope and it's very hopeful and we all love to be Cinderella, there's a dark side to it, and that is that we have to go through these bumps and bruises. So I like sharing that with people.
We are visiting with Donna Arp Weitzman. She is the author of the books Cinderella Has Cellulite. Now, we want to let people know, at least from my perspective, that this book is not specifically for women. Is that correct? Men can read it as well?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it has a lot of male readers. It's been reviewed. The person that reviewed it as a mature Sex and the City was a male that worked for a magazine out of New York. And it has a lot of male readers. In fact, I think men should read it before they start going down the path to permanent relationship, because it really helps men to understand what's going on in the woman's head. And I'm writing, again, as I mentioned earlier, Miss Charming has a migraine, and I'm really writing that for women as well as men, because we women need to know what our Prince Charmings are thinking too, and what is it from their perspective. With that book, I'm having to interview men a lot more than I interviewed women for Cinderella Has Cellulite, because I really wanted to, as they say, nail it from the man's perspective.
Donna, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us, since you talked a little bit about that, what issues are we dealing with, or is the man dealing with, when you write? Because again, that title, Prince Charming Has a Headache or a Migraine, usually we hear it the other way around, where, not now, honey, I have a headache.
Yeah, well, the reason I said they have a migraine is because there can be some sharp jabs as men go down the relationship path. Some of the things that have come out, I think one man summed up my book very, very aptly when he said, "We guys are simple. We're either hungry or sleepy or in the mood for sex." And so when I talk to men, I find that we women are just more complex in our emotional needs a lot of times than men are. They're really looking for companionship and someone that will accept them with very few strings attached. But it's fun to talk to them because it's fun to hear some of the situations that they've had.
An interview recently on NPR, and they were talking about relationships also, but the fact that the husband is the king. He's the big lion with a big mane, and the lioness, she's the one who is responsible for doing everything, taking care of the cubs, going out and getting food, but still, this lion is the king of the home.
Well, that's how some men feel, and that's how some women make the nest of the, you know, for the lion's home, but that's not always true. Now, with working women, and which brings its own set of complexities, especially women that are high up in the working world, they're used to having things done for them. So that brings a complex arrangement sometimes. And also with our millennials, and I have spoken to a lot of people, kids now, I call them kids because my age, but young people in their 20s and early 30s, and they're having a different dynamic in their relationships than perhaps I did 3 or 4 decades ago when I first got married.
When we're speaking of relationships, and you mentioned earlier about older women dating younger men, did you interview or do anything with cougars?
Oh, yes. Yes. One of the cougars that I interviewed was dating. There are complexities in that, in those relationships, too. One of the cougars that I was friends with, who was dating a man 23 years younger than her, had to sever her relationship because when her grown daughter would come over, he would always be making passes at her grown daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
That's kind of a new situation. And then I interviewed quite a few kittens, and a kitten is someone I call several decades younger than the man that marries. In fact, my favorite line in the book, which is certainly not everyone's favorite line, but I love the chapter on cougars and kittens, because I say if you're dating a man and you go into a bar and they ask you for your identification to see if you're old enough to drink, and you order a double martini and he orders a shot of Melanta, you're probably a kitten.
Yeah, that's very good. One more question I have about relationships. As you mentioned, we are ingrained with, you know, myths or the way it's supposed to be. Mom did it this way. Grandma did it this way. And of course, people who go to the church and read the Bible, some people will say, well, you know, it says in the Bible that a woman should be submissive to her husband. But that scripture is very much interpreted in different ways.
Yes, I agree. And once again, that goes back to religion and how we decipher and how we read God's words, and it can be, you know, related to in many, many different ways.
We're visiting with Donna Arp Weitzman, and she is the author of the book, Cinderella Has Cellulite. And this book is available on Amazon. It's available at the different bookstores. Is it available as an audiobook, Donna?
It is not, as far as I know, and this probably sounds a little uninformed on my part, but I'm not for sure if it's on audio or not, but it is available on Amazon.com. It's available on almost all booksellers' websites, Target, Walmart. It's available in the Barnes & Noble bookstores and many independents across the country. It's also available in many of the airport bookstores, so it can be easily obtained and easily read and re-referred to many, many times.
Is this something that perhaps you might recommend as a counselor that couples read together?
Well, of course, I'm the author, so I'm a little prejudiced
yes.
and a little biased. But yes, it's such an easy read, and it's so easy to keep because it's pocketbook size or a little bit bigger than pocketbook size, certainly handbag size. And it's a good way to laugh about some of the underbelly of dating, some of the dark sides of dating. And I think laughing is always so much healthier than most other ways of reacting.
Donna, is there, as we're getting ready to wrap up here, is there a website or a specific Facebook page that you would like to direct our listeners to find out more about your columns, about your books, and also about this new book?
I'd love to do that. I have a blog on relationships. It's called DonnaArpWeitzman.com. And then I also have, it's on Facebook at Donna Arp Weitzman again. And, of course, we're on Twitter. So any of those ways. I do blog about once a week on different relationship situations. And I'm also picked up by several magazines and social media blogs across the country. So you can find me pretty readily on just Google Donna Arp Weitzman or Google Cinderella Has Cellulite.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your time with us this morning. We really appreciate that. And we hope you have a great day.
Thank you so much, Louie. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. We've been visiting with Donna Arp Weitzman. She is the author of the book, Cinderella Has Cellulite. Perspectives is taped and produced at the KGEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Evan Walsh. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Perspectives. I'm Louis Sines.